Meeting to order, and we find everyone present with the exception of our chairman who called and Mark Burris who is off. We got Joe Perrini here at the meeting, and we can get a approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we got an approval of minutes and second. I guess Mick. Are we all in favor on a minute? So you can just say aye.
Aye.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. Then you're going to pass they would be going around the purchase orders and the invoices and the resolutions. So we go to you, Kurt, in project status.
The administration building chiller rebuild, the second one, it is complete. They just have to come back in the spring when we start up to do their initial startup and check out.
This isn't the one we just talked about last month, is it really? They're done already.
They move quick. They've got a good system down.
And by the way, I had a lot of people calling me wanting to know why we would spend that kind of money on that. And I made some calls, and I found out why. And I can happily explain to anybody who wants to know why we did it the way we did it.
Okay.
And for you guys, if you don't know, that thing comes out with a new serial number. It's considered a remanufacture, I guess.
Right. It comes out with the factory warranty, just like it was a brand new.
And Train was not the only one involved, but Kane Mechanical was also involved, correct?
Right, for labor situations, yes. And supervision.
Yes. All
right. Courthouse update. I had our first monitoring visit with CDAC last month. We reviewed our equipment and schedules, and I've made some changes already. Detention home, air handler 14 replacement. We're about half complete with that. EMA garage stairwell installation and store for the storage area. That's up, and the handrails up also, so they can access our storage safely. Jail camera replacement. The replacement cameras for the jail have been installed, and Phone Master is waiting for better weather for CJC cameras. Special service area, radiant floor leak. We're saw cutting and digging that up right now. I should have that fixed probably tomorrow. Boiler facility tube replacement. We had 10 boiler tubes that needed to be replaced. One of the boilers that we did. I have a purchase request for that. Whatever facility, fire alarm replacement. Most of the new smoke heads are up on the first floor and are installed and working. Health department, WIC chair rail. We installed chair rail. A couple of the waiting rooms. Request for use of county property. We had one, but due to the weather, they canceled out anyway on January 6th. They wanted to do a little press conference, but they canceled. Other questions on that before we go to new business?
Any questions, anyone? Go on to new business.
New business, I basically want to bring up that we have two Spencer lines that froze and broke, one in this building, one out the detention home.
Belleville News Democrat give you a lot of credit on that. They played that up big. Only Madison County was the only people who had water breaks.
Yeah. Not all over Alton.
No, they didn't have any. Just the county.
You know what kind of water lines you guys are putting in here?
Yeah.
We got them at the Housing Authority.
Yeah. So water lines have been repaired. We're waiting on estimates and see how much drywall damage we're going to end up with and plaster and so forth and so on. So I'll have more of a report for you next month. I guess next meeting, 3:30 on Tuesday, February 4th.
That's correct.
That works very well.
What's the initial CDAC stand for?
CDAC, I can't remember. That goes back to Illinois' Ameren Rebates. That's a program funded through them to do energy efficiency.
We did the lights.
I've got the capital project invoices, administration building, courthouse annex, the bill for the train, which we did get the $3,500 credit for because we got it done in December. So that was only $111,714. And then one for Kone for $966. That was for a phone, ADA phone installation as part of our ADA improvements over at the annex. So that was emergency management garage. I have several from RP Lumber for lumber for the stairs and the handrail. The total was 965. $296.22. Health Department Phase 2, just had a couple brushes for the gyro installation of $7.90. Jail security upgrade, we have invoices for cameras for over the jail and CDC, totals $4,875.25. That's a part of it. Wood River had another progress invoices for the fire alarm installation. That totals $5,850, and those are partials to bigger purchase requests we had earlier.
Any questions? Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We got a motion by Roger. Second. Got it. You got it. You take it. Oh, you're taking it, notes.
Yep.
Okay. So do you mind?
And
yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
And he's getting a purchase request from next door for the tube replacement. That was an emergency that I had taken to. They started leaking after we started it up, and we had like 3 days of warm weather.
For where at? Down here?
Down
the back.
Wood River.
Okay. Oh, Wood River.
Yeah. We had Kickham repair the tubes twice, and they kept leaking after we started it up, so we had to replace it.
I bet that didn't cost any pennies, did it?
It was, I think, $6,300. That's on its way over.
$550 for wipeout.
Good stuff. It's for their boat.
Oh, I'm just going to say. Cold weather.
Just waiting for Eve to bring one resolution back.
I have some real problems with that right there.
At their $7.90.
It's ridiculous.
Paintbrushes are expensive.
They are.
They are ridiculous.
The good ones are.
Even the cheap ones are pretty expensive unless you go to the dollar store, and they're not worth buying.
They won't last. You're right. They won't last.
So many of those today that you ran your ink pen.
No,
ink.
I don't know.
Anybody got any new business? Jim?
No, sir.
Bruce? Roger?
Nope.
Okay. And all we're waiting for is Eve.
Yep.
And then we will have a request to go into a closed session. So we'll have to make a motion in a second on that before we close this meeting. In fact, that closed session is for sale of county property. I think we have to list that what we're going in for, right?
Yeah.
Customer.
You know, I don't know.
National Steel Car.
Open Square, Canada.
You know, it's 3:30 there. Horse, I think, and I don't know if he's in the house or she's
in Canadian
the house.
Northern up there. That's a big old railroad.
He used to be able to see the old
division. I'm going to have to take this since we're waiting on Eve.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's still got the same job.
I forgot to call him back.
Dang it.
What are we waiting on a resolution for?
The purchase request for the tube.
For the what?
The tube replacement on the boiler down at Wood River.
Okay, you don't know what the price is.
It was $6,300 and change, I think. She's coming right back.
She's running it right now.
Still ain't got it.
How much?
$6,300 even.
Anybody have any problem with that? You want to make a motion, Jim? Anyone a second? Bruce? Jim?
Aye.
Aye.
Bruce? Aye, Roger. And I'll vote aye also. So that is, we'll sign it when it comes in. So, being...
Make a motion, we move into executive session.
We have a motion by Bruce Malone, second by Jim Dodd, that we go into an executive session for the discussion of the sale of some county property.